Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm excited to be here today. I hope you're having a great day, getting ready for Christmas. The last days of Advent, they're upon us. But fear not, in case you're panicking, thinking that Advent's almost over, I haven't done anything, and I still have so many things to do to prepare for Christmas. What do I do? Relax. We got it covered. We'll talk about that today on the program. Six last-minute things you can do to prepare yourself for Christmas. It's not too late. It's never too late when it comes to the Lord. So keep that in mind. We've got a good show for you today. In addition to that, Father Larry Richards, you know him well. He will be joining us today to talk about some of the obstacles that we face when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. I don't have time. You know those questions that you always have? Well, we're going to let Father Larry talk to us about that. I'm sure he'll have some great advice for us today. I am Gary Zimek in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. We had a great day yesterday. We were broadcasting live from the dining car in Northeast Philadelphia. The food there is phenomenal. So if you're looking for some great food at good prices, make sure you check out the dining car at they're located on Frankfort Avenue, 8800 Frankfort Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. That's been a place that I've gone to for years and years. Great stuff there. And you know what? They are really good people. We'll definitely be going back there again. Speaking of really good people, I'm joined in the studio, as I usually am, by the man of the hour. He's too sweet to be sour. Diamond Dave Parker.
Wow. Thank you, Gary. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, brother. Great to have you back with me today. Wasn't that a great day yesterday?
Oh, it was a fabulous day yesterday. But can I say something real quick?
You always can say something.
I just wanted to, if I can get up my phone up here. Oh, you know, the menu was fabulous yesterday, and thank you for the beautiful, wonderful breakfasts that we all had.
Yeah, they took
but
care
they didn't,
of us.
They didn't have the four elf food groups that on the menu that I saw. Do you know what those are?
No, I don't.
Candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. Oh, I'm sorry. They had syrup.
Oh, man. Well,
I had that thought early this morning for some reason.
I don't know what to say, Dave Parker. That's
I rendered Gary speechless.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know what? That's good to know. These are the kinds of pieces of information we'd like to give you on Spirit in the Morning. In addition to the scripture and the inspiration that we give you tidbits like that.
Yeah, really, from the treasure trove of useless information.
But there is one thing. There is a point, Dave, I want to make about yesterday. And one of the great things, we've been on the air for about 2 months now, closing in on 3 months. January, I think the 10th will be 3 months on
the
air.
Praise God.
We yesterday, and I was thinking about this on the ride in. I was saying my prayers and reflecting a little bit on our visit to the dining car doing a live broadcast. We sat yesterday in the middle of a regular restaurant, a diner.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Jesus. We prayed. We read scripture. And we went out live to about 6 million people in the greater Philadelphia
area. Yes, we did. Yes.
That's incredible that we're able to do that.
Yes.
And Dave, here's the amazing thing. When we first started this program, you, me, and Frank Eliason, we went out to breakfast one day, and we're sitting around. This was, I think, one of our first shows, just kind of rehashing the program. And Frank said, I'd like to do this program from a diner one day. And that thought had never crossed my mind. First of all, I never thought we would be doing a show like this. And yet, look what happened. First, Frank had the idea. I was put in contact with my friend Lizanne from St. Hubert's, Lizanne Pando. And I just happened to run it by Lizanne saying, you know, we'd like to do a broadcast from a diner. She said, what about the dining car? I know the owner. Contacted the owner, and she said, sure, come on in. This is the way the Holy Spirit's working.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, so we're in the midst of the people. We're out there. We're on the street with the people, not in a church, not in a school yesterday, praying, reading scripture, and talking about Jesus.
Yes, everyday people coming in to get some breakfast or whatever they want to order, and we're there in the midst.
So praise God for that, and praise God for Frank Eliason, who just walked in and who is sitting at the microphone. How's that, Frank? Who's sitting at the microphone, and I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but I think that means Frank has something he wants to say.
No, but isn't that what evangelization is all about?
Yeah.
And it's doing it in this positive way. I think there's a waitress yesterday who came up to you, and you were like, oh, sorry if we were disturbing or anything. And she's like, no, there's a peacefulness that's surrounding the three of you.
Yeah, it blew me away.
And, you know, I think the words there said so much to me about what we're doing, what mm-hmm. we're striving for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it is about being out there in the community.
Yeah.
That's what makes this special. Mm-hmm. This is why we have this show. This
Absolutely.
Is, it's about Philadelphia. It's about local. It's about community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bringing people into the faith.
Yeah, and several people came up. One of them was a worker named Larry. Larry, if I can use his last name, Larry Thumb, without a B, as he told me. And good morning, Larry, if you're listening. And the people at the staff at the dining car mm-hmm. were just fabulous.
Yeah.
And they allowed us into their home early in the morning, basically, as they were serving others in the community.
Yeah, and that was a special conversation. I had a number of conversations with other patrons.
Oh, I did too. Yes.
One of them was like, oh, I wish I knew you were going to be here. I would have brought my priest.
Right.
and it was a lot of fun. We have to do more of that. Really what this is about. I think it's very special.
And, you know, Frank, I do want to say something else. You listen to a lot of Catholic radio. We are an EWTN affiliate. We know what Catholic radio. We're very familiar with Catholic radio programs. I would say that I don't know of any other Catholic show that has gone live into a diner and done remote broadcast, right? But that's mm-hmm.
I agree. I think the show itself, we're extraordinarily positive about the faith and about mm-hmm. what we can do and how we can show it. Mm-hmm. And I think the more we do that, people want to emulate us and join the faith.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They want that peacefulness. They want mm-hmm. That what makes it special. So, you know, it's exciting, and I think we can definitely win a lot of people over by doing that.
And there's another person that came in. She was a devoted listener to EWTN and the station. She and her mother.
She just wanted to meet you. I thought you were talking about the other woman.
Well, there's Cecilia. Well, Cecilia. And Cecilia, unfortunately, had some car trouble, but it was rectified. And it all
and you helped her out. Thank you for doing that. You gave her a jump.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because you're a good guy, Dave.
Well,
yes. I'm going to blow your cover.
Thank you. don't do that. But
she was in need.
Yeah,
she had a need. I had jumper cables. It's one of those life situations. But good morning, Cecilia and Larry and everyone at the diner.
And thank you all for keeping us in your prayers.
Yeah.
I think it comes from the prayer that we're able to achieve so much that, we've been able to, and we have so much more to do.
We do, and we're going to do more of this. We're just getting started. As long as they keep us around here, Dave,
really?
Frank, you're management, so we're doing okay.
Doing great.
All right. No, this is fun. So we want to thank you. We want to let you know, listening at home, that you are very special to us, and we're going to continue to be here. We want to present Jesus Christ to you in a positive manner, because he is positive. He's real. He wants to be your friend. He loves you. He wants to be part of your life. And yet so many of us, we run around, we worry, we panic, but yet if we have Christ as our friend, as our companion, as our buddy, as Marty Rotella calls him, big guy.
Big guy.
Right? As the big guy in our life. And if we talk to him, we're going to be fine. Let us help you continue to do that. And Dave Parker, I think you have a special shout out that you might want to make today.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. My wife's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Barbara.
Yeah, happy birthday, Barbara. Barbara Ann Burke Parker. Your blessing. Thank you.
Well, that was nice. Yes. Happy birthday, Barbara. Thank you for sharing Dave with us every day on the program.
I'm out of the house. No.
But yes. No. This has been just such a blast. And I figure, we're here today. Tomorrow we're going to do an all-music show. We're going to pre-record that. We'll talk more about that later. But this is really our last chance to talk to you before Christmas. Now, we will be back next week. We have some live shows next week. But I wanted to just let you know how important you are to us, how important this station is to me, how much I love doing what I'm doing. And we want to continue to bring this show out to the streets. We want to be out in the community, as Frank said. Frank's great at thinking outside of the box, and we're going to continue to do this. We're not afraid to talk about Jesus here, and I think we need to do more of that. Amen? All right.
Amen.
So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel from today's Mass. This is a very nice one. Again, we've all week been looking at the events leading up to the birth of Jesus, and today we hear the words of the Blessed Mother. This is a great blessing. We get to hear some words of the Blessed Mother recorded by the evangelist Luke. And you all know this prayer. It's a very familiar prayer. Let me just read it. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and he has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. This prayer, it's known as the Magnificat. I'm sure you've heard it many times. But, you know, there are a couple important themes that come out of Our Lady's words here. And incidentally, the tradition always has been that Luke knew the Blessed Mother. That's where he got the words from. Because if you ever thought about this, where would Luke know? How would he get these specific words unless Mary told them to him? And that's, fortunately for us, we have these words preserved in sacred scripture. Mary's talking about, she's speaking as a very humble person here. Now, here we have a woman who is pregnant with Jesus, the Messiah, the long-awaited Savior. Mary has been chosen to bear Jesus, to bring him into the world. And yet she is very cognizant of the fact that she is a human being. She's a human being. She is sinless. She was conceived without original sin, but she is a human, and she recognizes who she is and who God is. And I think a lot of times we struggle with that. We kind of think we know better than God. I mean, let's face it, we all do it. But Mary's humble. She knows her place, and she is giving praise to the Lord. This Magnificat came about because Elizabeth praised Mary. When she went to visit her relative Elizabeth, Elizabeth said, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord has come to visit me?" And this is when Mary launched into the Magnificat. Incidentally, this prayer is based on numerous Old Testament scripture passages, which tells us what? It tells us that Mary was very aware of scripture. So she's someone who knew sacred scripture and was able to use that scripture as a prayer. It's a beautiful prayer, the Magnificat. And then we're told at the end of this, Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. She put her own needs on hold. And that's the beautiful thing about Our Lady. She gets what charity is all about. And I think this Advent season is a great time to emulate our Blessed Mother. If you want to take a further look at that reading, visit spiritinthemorning.com. Now, Dave Parker, we have about a little less than a minute left. I just want to say something. I'm not sure if our listeners are all awake yet. Do you think they are?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah,
all right.
I do.
Let's put it.
How could they not be with our upbeat format here?
You know, they might.
And your voice.
I know. But here's what I'm going to do. Let's see if you're correct. I have a copy of Marty Rotella's CD. I got one copy left. O Holy Night, his Christmas CD. I want to give this away to. How about the third caller?
Yeah.
If you call in now, you don't even have to answer any questions. All you have to do is call 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570, 1570. All you need to do is call in and be caller number 3.
Mm-hmm.
You will receive a copy of, and this is an excellent CD, Marty Rotella's Christmas CD, O Holy Night.
Mm-hmm.
You can call now. Dave, can you say that number one more time?
Because
yes, you say it so well.
215-345-1570.
Caller number 3. Call now and get a copy of Marty Rotella's O Holy Night. We'll be right back.
Pick up that phone.
We'll be right back to reflect on 6 things you can do to prepare for Christmas. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 22nd. Today we celebrate Blessed Jacopone de Todi. Following the accidental death of his devoutly Christian wife, which radically changed his behavior, the residents of northern Italy identified Jacopone as Crazy Jim. Almost overnight, the man Jacopo, who had been known for his fancy lifestyle and indifference to religion, made a 180-degree turn. He divided his possessions among the poor and became a lay Franciscan. He undertook strict public penances, often dressed in rags, and was mocked as a fool. After initial concern for his suitability, Jacopone was eventually accepted into the Franciscan order, joining a group who wished to live a separate life that better reflected the strict poverty of St. Francis himself. Imprisoned for a time for questioning the validity of Pope Boniface VIII's election, he accepted his condition as penance. He is thought by some to have composed the familiar hymn, Stabat Mater Dolorosa. Jacopone died on Christmas Day in 1306, as the Gloria from the Midnight Mass was intoned. Honored as a blessed within the Franciscan family, to date, he is not recognized as such by the Universal Church.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Angels sing, praises ring to the newborn King. Peace on earth, here with us, joy awakening. At your feet we fall.
Come let us adore.
And that was Adore by Chris Tomlin. We're getting close. We're getting close to celebrating the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The current time is 7:21. Your current Spirit in the Morning weather, 37 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport today. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 49 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 29. Friday, sunny, high near 45. Right now in Warminster, it's 35 degrees. In Phoenixville, it's 33 degrees. And in North Wales, it's 34 degrees. All right. By the way, I want to point out we do have a winner. Joan from St. Cyril's won a copy of Marty Rotella's CD, Oh Holy Night. And Joan, you're going to love it. It is a great CD. We're blessed to have Marty willing to come down. He'll be back again with us, you can rest assured, to come down and to join us in studio so frequently. He's a great singer, does great work for the Lord. And we're blessed to have him be part of the Holy Spirit Radio family. So we're in the home stretch, if you will. We've got a few days left, and most people at this point, before Christmas, they're beginning to panic, right? I can totally understand that, because you got lots of things to do. You got the baking to do, you got last minute shopping to do, and the stores are crowded. You have preparations, you have this, you have that. What happened to preparing for Jesus during Advent? It's tough, isn't it? It's a challenge. How about, what can we do at this late stage of the game to prepare? Well, you know, with Jesus Christ, it's never too late. Because look at the good thief on the cross. It wasn't too late for him. Here is a guy being crucified, and he turns to Jesus and basically repents and asks him to accept him into his kingdom. Jesus said, it's not too late. You will be with me this day in paradise. So it's certainly not too late for you to get closer to Jesus during Advent, no matter what you've done. There's an article that I found. We will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. 6 last-minute ways to prepare yourself for Christmas. And I just want to highlight some of these. They're very simple. They're things that any of us can do. The first one, don't be passive. When we listen to God's word in the gospel reading in Mass, we must listen to what he is telling us to do. You know, a lot of times what we do when we hear the gospel is we're thinking about other things, and, you know, this is something I fight too. We're applying it to the individuals who are in the story today. We heard the Blessed Mother and her Magnificat. We can easily say, great, that's Mary, but, you know, I've got my own problems. I'm not the Blessed Mother. But what we want to do is let God speak to us through the gospel. And he's telling us to do something. Once we receive his message, the article states, we do something with the message and not just sit around passively waiting for God to do something. Dave, when we heard the Blessed mm-hmm. Mother today, she's proclaiming how great the Lord is. She knows she's sinless. She gets mm-hmm. that. But she acknowledges every bit of every good thing that she does, every good thing that she has comes from the Lord. It's all due to his grace. Mm-hmm. And then what does she do? She stays with Elizabeth for 3 months, putting aside her own worries, her own mm-hmm. her own uncertainty. I don't want to say worry, because the Blessed Mother certainly trusted in the Lord. She knew that he was going to take care of her, but she had uncertainty in her life. She put aside her own needs. She was with Elizabeth. I think what we can take out of that gospel is, who can I help today? Right, Dave? Like mm-hmm. you helped
oh, absolutely.
Cecilia with her car yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's just
yes.
what you do.
Yeah, yeah. There was no question. I had cables. I said, let's give it a shot, not knowing what it was,
right.
and it worked.
Right. And that's a little thing. Mm-hmm. We can do all something. Don't be passive. You hear the word of the Lord, do something about it. Step 2, make room for Christ. This is a tough one. Don't allow yourself to get wrapped up in the chaos and busyness of the secular Christmas season. Slow down and focus on the joy of the coming of Jesus
Christ.
Oh,
how beautiful.
Even a couple minutes mm-hmm. in the morning, Dave, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or on the way to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to say this because we're a Catholic radio station, but maybe turn off the radio for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Or what I like to do is I like to listen to Catholic radio, and I'll listen to some good music. I'll listen to some inspirational programs, and then I'll take that, what I hear, I'll turn off the radio, and I'll use that to talk to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost becomes like I'm listening, and then they call it Lectio Divina when it's done with reading. But when I'm hearing something on the radio, then I turn off the radio for a few minutes mm-hmm. and talk to the Lord about what I just heard.
We can pray.
We can pray, right?
We can pray.
We can make that time.
And one quick thing about Mary, it was the profound humility that she yeah. and her fiat
yeah.
into what That's was right. going to be done.
That's right.
Let your will be done.
Exactly. The third step leads feeds off of what you just said, Dave. Pray often. As you slow down, pray for God to lead you to into action and invite the Holy Spirit to warm you with His love. So invite the Holy Spirit into your life and ask Him to work through you. Number four, clean your spirit. Just as important as tidying up for your guests this season is cleaning up your soul for Jesus.
Confession, oh boy,
confession is huge.
It is.
So
it is
if huge. It's been a long time, and I know we're right before Christmas, Saturday's tough because it's Christmas Eve. A lot of parishes will not be doing confessions. Mm-hmm. But maybe your parish will have confession between now and Christmas. And if it's an emergency, if you have a serious sin, don't let it weigh you down. I want you to call your priest up. He's not going to say no. Priests are busy, but that's one of the great blessings of being a priest. They will hear your confession by appointment. So you do that. Don't hesitate to do that, because the Lord wants you to not carry around that burden of sin. Number five, Dave, this can be mm-hmm. tough sometimes when mm-hmm. you're driving around in the craziness. Be joyful no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You talked about this yesterday at the restaurant. When you came in there, you said, I'm going to smile to people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wave to people. Mm-hmm. You were joyful yesterday.
Yes. And what prompted me was listening to EWTN on the way to the restaurant.
Wow.
And I think it was Chris Stefanik had like a minute, whatever. I can't remember the name of his minutes, but he said, everyone we meet, see Jesus in them. Put a smile on your face.
That, very simple, and that's a simple way to share the joy of Jesus with others during this Advent season. And the final last-minute way to prepare yourself for Christmas, the author says, it may seem odd to say this during Advent, but bear with me. He talks about preparing for the second coming of Christ. Mm. Or the problem with many of us when it comes to preparing for the second coming, we think, well, he hasn't come back for 2,000 years, mm-hmm. so I've mm-hmm. got plenty of time. I can do what I want.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. I mean, how do I say this in an uplifting way, Dave? We're all going to meet the Lord face to face in a relatively short period of time. I mean, I want to be uplifting about it, but let's be real. If you meet the Lord today, are you ready? And again, that's what Advent's all about. Let's get ready to meet Jesus. And when it happens, it happens. But if you're ready, it'll be fine. You got nothing to worry about. So there you go. Six last-minute ways to prepare yourself for Christmas. We will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. I'm Gary Zimek, along with Dave Parker. After we come back from break, Father Larry Richards will join us, and he's going to help us to know what we can do to get closer to Jesus during this Advent season. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Authorities across Europe are scrambling to find a Tunisian man wanted in Monday's attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. Police say 24-year-old Anis Amri is the prime suspect and that he had been evading deportation. Authorities are offering a reward of up to 100,000 euro for information leading to his arrest. The International Committee of the Red Cross says the evacuation of the last remaining civilians and fighters from a rebel-held enclave in eastern Aleppo in Syria will be completed soon. A spokeswoman says the few thousand remaining people will be evacuated today in 40 buses and hundreds of private cars. She says another four buses will leave the two besieged government-held villages in the northwestern Idlib province. And President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural weekend will include an interfaith prayer service at Washington's National Cathedral. A cathedral spokesman says the January 21st event will be a, quote, moment for our next president to pause and contemplate the incredible responsibility he has been entrusted with and to listen as the faith community offers prayers for the office of the president, end quote. A spokeswoman for Cardinal Donald Wuerl, the Catholic Archbishop of Washington, D.C., says he has been helping plan the service and will participate. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Queen Elizabeth's Christmas message one year resonated with us at the Christophers. Now see if you can tell why from these excerpts. She said, "For Joseph and Mary, the circumstances of Jesus' birth in a stable were far from ideal. But worse was to come as the family was forced to flee the country. It's no surprise that such a human story still captures our imagination and continues to inspire all of us who are Christians the world over." Queen Elizabeth concluded, "There's an old saying that it is better to light a candle than curse the darkness. Well, there are millions of people lighting candles of hope in our world today. Christmas is a good time to be thankful for them and for all that brings light to our lives." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee light above the deep and dreamless sea. The silent stars go by, yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes, the fears of all the years are met in the Our Lord Emmanuel.
And that was "O Little Town of Bethlehem" by Sarah McLachlan. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Okay, so we're in the final days of Advent, and I know there is a tendency for some of us to panic a little bit. We didn't do what we should have done, but as I said earlier in the program, it's never too late. And we are blessed today to be joined by somebody who is no stranger to all of our listeners at Holy Spirit Radio. Very well-known personality and a good man, Father Larry Richards, is with us, coming to us live from Erie, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Gary.
Father, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us and to help us, Father. We're starting to panic. You know, it's the last few days of Advent. Maybe we didn't get to know Jesus as well as we should have during this Advent season, and now we're too busy and we don't know what to do. Father, what would you say to someone who says, and I've heard this many times, I don't even know how to pray. I don't know the Lord. I don't know where to start. How do I pray?
Well, the first thing you do is you forget about yourself and you focus on God. You know, and that's with everything, you know, especially for Christmas. Today, if you're a daily Mass goer, that's what Mary did. Right. We hear her Magnificat today, that God, who is holy, has done great things for me. Holy is His name. Mm. You know, even when we talk about, I always ask people, oh, how are you? I'm blessed. Well, you're blessed not because you got nice cars or something. Shut up. You are blessed because God, who is mighty, has done great things for you. And so often when people go to pray, it's all about them. And about me, and about what I want, and what I need, and God bless me, and help me, and protect me. And God says, why do you come into my presence and focus on you? Why don't you focus on me? And when we go into God's presence, and for just a moment we focus on Him, then we know how much we're loved by Him. Then we know how much He does for us. Then we know that everything's going to be okay. But the problem is, even in our prayer life, it's something that's focused on ourselves. And it'll never be fruitful as long as it's focused on self. So at this Christmas, you know, the whole reason we buy presents for everybody at Christmas is because God gave us the greatest present there was, His Son. Mm-hmm. And He gave. And so for us, it has to always be about giving, our prayer. You know, especially, I tell people for Christmas at my parish all the time, every Christmas I say, I want you today to take time and be with Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And Mary will look at you and say, here, do you want to hold Jesus? And then you hold Jesus for at least 5 minutes. Just hold Him. And when you just hold Him and you focus on this baby in your arms, the God of the universe humbled Himself for you, to die for you, to be born for you. And so if you focus on Him the way He focuses on you, then you're going to have some peace instead of being all stressed out.
Wow, that's great advice. And here's the thing, Father. Now, don't get mad at me. This isn't coming from me.
You.
This is. But, and you know, we hear this a lot. I don't have time to pray.
Yeah, it's all bull crap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But how do you really feel?
You know, because, again, the reality is we all have the same amount of time. Like this morning, I was up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I was down in front of the Blessed Sacrament at 5:05 a.m. So I could do my holy hour every day. Everybody has the same amount of time. I'm a pastor. I'm on the road 45 times a year. I'm an author. I'm on the radio. I'm all these things. It's what your priorities are. God's your priority, or He's not. Mm-hmm. What you love is what you give your time to. So it's just that simple. Everybody got 5 minutes a day. Howie's talked about the reality of, what are you going to do when you die? And he's going to say, how come you spent more time on the toilet than you did talking to me? What are you going to say? When you got to go, you got to go. Is that what you're going to say? Because more people spend time sitting on the toilet than they do talking to Almighty God. It's because our priorities are screwed up. We need to put God first. You know, again, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Then everything else will be given to you. The reason we're always stressed because we seek everything else and try to fit God in. Well, we've completely put the whole meaning of our existence on its head. We put God first and everything else will flow. So again, the first thing is you promise Almighty God for the rest of your life, you give Him at least 5 minutes a day. Don't tell me you're going to try. That's garbage.
Right.
Of course you do it. We all have 5 minutes a day. So start there. And never, ever, ever give anything more than that five. I mean, never put anything before that 5 minutes with God. And boy, once you make that commitment that God is the most important, I'll sit there and I will not watch television as opposed to spending time with God. You got to sit there, and everybody got it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I like that. And that's the one thing I like about you, Father. You tell it like it is, and you challenge us. We need that. We need to be challenged, and it's realistic. The 5 minutes.
It's very realistic. I can
deal with 5 minutes. I don't care how busy I am, right? And that's great.
Everybody can.
That's great. Hey, Father, I'm a bit outnumbered today because my co-host, Dave Parker, is a native of Erie. So I've got two guys from Erie.
Good
here.
God.
And I think Dave
Good
has
morning,
a,
Father.
Something
Good
for
morning,
you.
Dave. Where are you from up here?
I went to Strong Vincent High School. I was on
sure.
the west side. And Cathedral Prep was one. I was a swimmer, and our best rival was Prep. You know, early 70s, late 70s, late 60s.
That's way before I taught at Prep. Yeah
but still, I mean, but yeah.
You're old.
But the Ramblers
you're
are still, I am.
He
I
is
am.
Old, Father.
I am. You got that right, Father. Oh, can I say one thing real
yes.
quickly? I was up there, and I came to St. Joseph's Bread of Life.
Uh-huh.
You know, and at around Easter time, and your Adoration Chapel was packed. I
yes,
went over, and it was standing room, and people, the lines were out the door. But, I mean, you are such a great example.
Oh, sure, it's all me. Shut up, it's all
well,
Jesus.
Well, no, but, well, it's all Jesus, but you don't mess around, Father. You
don't
know?
Mess around, but that's, but again, though, I think that's what the masculinity is for all of us, that God calls us to lead. And God calls us not to talk about things, but to do things. And that's what we try to get here in the parish, what I try to do in my priesthood. We got to just do God's will, and that's the reality. So God is good. Well, glad you were from Erie. You're smart that you were from Erie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to go there, but I mean, I know it's Erie winters can be tough.
That's the point.
I know.
Erie's the best place in the world in the summer, but hey,
yeah, absolutely. If you're a skier, it's not bad.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
And I'm excited, Father, because I get to visit Erie for the first time as I speak
you
at your
do,
men's
as a
conference.
Speaker here coming up, and you're going to be coming up in March. Is it March?
Yeah, March. And,
yes,
and you're
going
to be 25th. Nice to me. You're going to be nice to me, right?
No, I'm going to be your MC. as long as you're on time. Last time we were done 20 minutes early for a men's conference. Because when I'm MC, we do everything on time.
Not
a minute over. Nobody gets. I had Tim Staples on my thing last year.
Yeah.
I told Tim I would kill him if he went 1 minute longer than he was supposed to. And he knew I would. I said, I'll throw you off the stage. So, just saying.
Okay. Father, he's taking notes, I'm telling you.
but Father, I want to thank you for everything you do. You help us so much, and you know, I know you're just coming off of Mass right now. You're kind enough to join us today. Before I let you go, and thanks for that advice. That really is important, because we do have a lot of listeners who are beginning to panic at this point.
Sure.
Because it's easy to get sucked up into the whirlwind of Christmas, and we end up forgetting about the Lord. So
absolutely.
Right, so thank you so much. Father, if you could you give us your blessing, please?
Absolutely. Holy Father, great God of love and mercy, I ask your blessing upon everyone who's listening to us now. Give them peace in this time of stress. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Larry Richards, thank you so much for joining us. Merry
thank
Christmas.
You.
I'm very grateful for you and for all that you do for us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. God bless you all.
All right. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Father Larry
Bye-bye.
Richards joining us live from Erie, Pennsylvania today. That was really great. You can hear Father Larry throughout the day on many different programs on Holy Spirit Radio.
He's just incredible, isn't he?
Wasn't that good? He told Dave Parker to shut up. I like that. Even I won't do that. But, you know, Father Larry is real.
Oh, he keeps it real.
He keeps it real. And we all have 5 minutes, so there's your advice today. You want to get closer to Jesus. You want to make this your best Advent ever.
Mm-hmm.
Commit to that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
As Father Larry has said before, you don't forget to eat, do you? So,
no, Jeet.
Right? Jeet, yeah. But if we care... If we care about the Lord, we're going to give him that 5 minutes, Frank?
No, ultimately, he was so on target.
Yeah.
Like, just great to have right before the holiday.
Yeah.
And, you know, prepare us for this special day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he tells it like it
he
is.
He does. Yeah. And he doesn't deny we're all busy, but he calls us out on it because we make a lot of excuses.
That's right.
I don't have time for this. Well, you always find time to eat or to do the things you want to do.
That's right.
And that's why.
And it's about being there for the Lord.
Yeah.
And to the point that he told me to shut up, well, I mean, Barbara is probably sending me a text right now, like, see?
But that's Father Larry's style, you know?
No,
and you've met him,
I've met him.
He's a real sweetheart, even though he tries to hide that, but he is so caring. He cares about souls, you know, and he wants to bring us all to Jesus, and he realizes that we don't... I just got a text from my friend Roger, who is a listener, Father Larry rocks.
He
right?
does,
and he sure does.
does.
So I
the
mean,
whole time my wife was texting me like, just
really?
How great he was.
Yeah, we'll definitely try to get him back on. He's so busy though, but he'll make the time. I'm sure.
And let me say this: we should all pray for Father Larry.
Yes, good point.
He got Advent's a tough time. His parish, it's a community. It's a poor parish. He has a tremendous outreach to help the inner city folks. But I mean, the stress that every priest and the clergy at this time. A lot of pressure. Let's pray for it.
Very good point, Dave. Very good point. And by the way, we will have Father Larry's website linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When he came on the show, he said, I don't want to promote anything. So that's why. And that's the way it is.
And that's so nice to hear, though.
Yeah. Like, Father's written books. He does things. But
it just feels like all the time everybody's saying, oh, we're out for this. But, oh, please, you could hire me for this. You could do this.
Yep.
And he's like, look, I'm not out to promote anything.
He was very clear
refreshing.
Other than the Lord.
Yep.
Yes, refreshing.
That's all he cares about. So we will have Father Larry's information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back, we have got some very special guests in the studio. You don't want to miss this. Right now, the time is 7:46. Don't go away.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
That'll get you going. That was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with Joy to the World. It's getting close. We're going to be celebrating the birth of our Lord in a couple of days. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Boy, wasn't Father Larry Richards great? He was on fire, as I knew he would be. He's such a good man. As Dave Parker said, we need to pray for him and for all of our priests. We'll definitely get Father Larry on the show again. Okay, so before I've got some special guests in the studio. Before I turn it over to them, I just want to quickly do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. It's a simple one, very appropriate, and we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. It comes from Luke 2:7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. We know that story. That reminds us that the Blessed Mother, she really did give birth to a baby 2,000 years ago. That baby was our Savior, Jesus Christ. There was no room for him at the inn. Here's a deal for you. Will you make some room for him in your life? Will you do that today? Will you give him that 5 minutes? It's not too late. Just pause. Breathe, right? You're panicked. You're freaking out about all these problems in your life, about getting ready for Christmas. as Father Larry reminds us, we can take that 5 minutes. Give Jesus 5 minutes a day. Why don't you start with that today? And we will have that verse linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Okay, tomorrow's program, we are going to do an all-music program. Dave Parker and myself will pre-record that after today's show. So we will not be with you live today. And in fact, there's probably been days in the past that we were not here live, even though we were in the studio. Right?
The appearance of, but not quite.
I'm not going to go there. But here,
are you referring back to Monday?
But here's the deal. This is from me, Gary Zimak, the host of Spirit in the Morning, and then Frank Eliason's going to speak in a few minutes. He's got some guests, and he wants to say some things on behalf of the station. I just want to thank you for being a listener, for waking up with us, for putting up with our craziness, and for all of your kind words and for all of your prayers. And from myself and from the Zimak family, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And God willing, we'll be back and we'll continue to bring this message to you every day. You are a great blessing to us. Frank Eliason, our Director of Operations, I'm going to turn it over to you. You've got some guests. You got some things you want to say.
Well, I do have some guests here. And, it's a very special time of the year for all of us. And, especially here at the radio station as I'm hitting my microphone. It's a very special time. And I wanted to, on behalf of the Holy Spirit Radio Foundation, I did want to wish our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a very special thank you for being part of our family. And it's extraordinarily important, especially to our volunteers and our staff, to be able to bring this to you each and every day. But I also have with me is two young ladies. You've met one of them before, Robin, who is my daughter. But also we now have Lily. So say hi, ladies.
Hello.
So are you girls excited for Christmas?
Definitely. Yes.
Definitely. And what is your big plans for Christmas Eve?
We're going to sing.
Yeah, you are going to sing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And where are you going to sing?
At church. At St. Ignatius of Antioch.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So we're looking forward to a very special Christmas Day as we bring the Lord into our family really start to celebrate that. So that is ultimately what it's about, right, girls?
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite Christmas things is seeing live mangers.
Live mangers? Oh,
yeah.
There's a beautiful live manger over at the Shrine of Czestochowa. So hopefully we'll have the chance to stop by there as well.
Ooh,
so right down the street here from the station. So I was just there the other day, and Father Tim is going to be joining me later on today to record for the weekend show. So, ultimately I'll hopefully get over there as well. So again, on behalf of the Holy Spirit Radio Foundation, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your life. Thank you for being a part of what I think is something truly special. And, to the Zimak family and for the Parker family, I appreciate all your hard work. I think this show is exactly what we're headed towards, and it's bringing people in.
Thank you, Frank.
Nice job, and I really have fun working with both of you.
Thank you, Frank. Wow.
We couldn't do it without the foundation, Radio Foundation.
It's such a blessing for them to have us, right?
And our faithful listeners.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, Frank, for having us. Dave Parker. A few words.
Okay. Yes. Thanks, Gary. On behalf of the Parker family, I want to extend our warmest Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll be here the week between Christmas and New Year's. But be safe out there, and remember, keep Christ in Christmas. And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And tell your friends and neighbors about us. We want to continue to spread the word.
We do. Thank you, Dave. And as Dave mentioned, we will. Now, tomorrow we're going to do a special all-music show. We'll be playing a lot of the music that we've been, Christmas music that we've been playing throughout the Advent season. Monday, we will do another pre-recorded show, or best of, probably on Monday.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we can spend more time with our families. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we will be here live, somewhat live in the studio. You never know with Parker and myself, but we will be here live in the studio. Next week, we have some special guests joining us. Joe Wetterling, the president of the Catholic Writers Guild, will be here. And, I thought it was important to get Joe on because people like myself who are not really trained to be writers, sometimes we get this inspiration. Well, I feel I should be a spiritual writer. I should be writing on behalf of Jesus. I want to write about Jesus, but I don't have any training. The Catholic Writers Guild can help you to get started. Again, I've got no writing background, but my sixth book will be coming out in January, praise God. Mm-hmm. It happens if the Lord, sometimes the Lord calls us to do things that we might not expect. So Joe's going to give you some guidelines. If you're starting to feel that call about writing, maybe you can blog online. There's things you can do. Joe will talk about that. And then on Wednesday, we will be joined by Chris Bell. Christopher Bell is the co-founder of Good Counsel Homes, and along with Father Benedict Rochelle, they do great work for women in crisis pregnancies, and you really want to hear from him. He's going to be joining us from New York City. And then on Thursday, John Martinoni will join us. John is very familiar to Holy Spirit Radio listeners. He does one of the open line programs. He's been on EWTN for years, and he's going to help you understand the biblical roots of Catholicism. And John does a great job helping us to really learn to defend our faith when people say, hey, you Catholics, you're doing things that aren't in the Bible. John is great at that. So he's going to really help you to better appreciate the biblical roots of Catholicism. And then the Friday of next week, we'll do again a best of show or a pre-record, as well as the Monday after that. So both weekends between around Christmas and New Year's, we're going to do best ofs or pre-records. And then we'll be back live the following week. So we're not going anywhere. We will be here in the studio next week for 3 days. But again, thank you so much for inviting us into your home each morning. Continue, please, to help us out, to get the word out, and let me know. Look, the buck stops with me. I'm responsible for this show, so I'm not going to pass off the blame. If you don't like anything, if you do like anything, you let me know. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. I want to do whatever I can do to help Jesus Christ become real in your life. And that's why I choose the music that I choose. That's why we do scripture. That's why we pray. That's what we do, everything we do, as well as the guests. So you just let me know, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And if you'd like me to speak at your parish, I would love to do that as well. That's the place to contact me. Why don't we close with a prayer now before we sign off? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God our Father, you sent your Son to free mankind from the power of death. May we, who fully celebrate the coming of Christ as man, share more fully in his divine life. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, before I sign off, I have about a minute left. Pope Francis yesterday, and I think this is a perfect way to take this show out, he reflected on the hopefulness of those present at the Nativity. This was at his audience yesterday. And here's what the Holy Father said. When we speak of hope, we often refer to that which man is not able to do and that which is not visible. In effect, what we hope for goes beyond our strength and gaze. However, the birth of Christ speaks of a different hope, a trustworthy, visible, and understandable hope, because it is founded on God. In becoming man, Jesus enters the world and gives humanity the strength to walk with him and to live the present moment in a new way, even if it's sometimes tiring. And the Holy Father ends by saying, hope never stops. It's always on a journey, and it makes us walk forward. So I encourage you to walk forward with hope, to walk with Jesus, and to realize that nothing you will ever face is hopeless. There's no such thing when it comes to God. With God, all things are possible. He loves you so much that he wanted to become man, to live among you and us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that one day we can live with him in heaven. Spend a few minutes reflecting on that love. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gary Zimak, and on behalf of everyone here at Holy Spirit Radio, have a Merry Christmas. God bless you.